Yeah, we're holding Daf Lamed Vov Amar Aleph on top. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says that Sach ben Tfilu Letfilu. If somebody speaks out, somebody talks between Tfilu Letfilu, between one pair of Tfilin and the next. In other words, after you put on the Shel Yad, now you speak out and you talk before you put on the Tfilin Shel Rosh. So Lachar is Chayzer Mavarach. You have to make another bracha. Now when you put on the sharosh, now you have to make a bracha. That's what Rashi learns, that Tzach Bet Filah. Filah means Bein Shoyad L'Sharosh. He put it on, he spoke before he put on the sharosh. The locher is now, therefore you have to make another bracha. Says Chayzo Mavorach, which would be Mashma, if you did not speak out. Then one bracha, stand the first bracha, L'Niach Tfilin, that would apply to the Tfilin Sharosh also. Only if you speak out, then you have to make a second bracha on the tefillin sharosh. So more makes this diach sach in only because he spoke out. But loy sach loy, if he did not speak out, mashmi would not have to make another bracha. So question is, I was sholach Rav Chia b'rei de Rav Huna mishmei de Rav Yechanan that he sent over loch in the name of Rav Yechanan al tefillin shoyad oimer baruch asher kedishana b'mitzvose b'tzvonu loaniach tefillin. The mashmi, every time you put on the tefillin shoyad, you have to make this bracha, like we had before, after it's on your arm, before you tighten it, before you make the kesher, that's when we make the bracha. And then it says, al tefillin sharosh, then mashmi, when you put on your tefillin sharosh, you have to make a second bracha. Baruch ato Hashem, and Mechon Hashem, Kedishanu, B'tzayisa, B'tzivonu, al mitzvah tefillin. Skirts mashmi, every time, even if you don't speak out between the two pairs, still you'll have to make a second bracha. And before they say over, Rav Chisda says, no, only because he spoke out. But if you did not speak out, you do not have to make a second bracha. So Rashi says, loy sach means, einu mevorach elo al shoyad bovad. And here it's mashmi, no, you always have to make two brachas. So the moment is like this. Abaye v'rover tamer tavayo, they both say like this. That loy sach, if you do not speak out between the two tefillins, then mevorach achas, einachnam, it's enough to make one bracha. He just make the bracha lohaniach tefillin, and that would help for both, for the tefillin shoyad and the tefillin sharosh. But sach, if you speak out after you put on the shel yad, mevorach shtayim, then you have to make another bracha. So Rashi says, after it says sach, you have to make two brachas, that's kedishalach Rav Chia. That's what Rav Chia sent over, that you have to make two brachas. So the answer is, that's only if you spoke out after the tefillin shel yad. But this is Rashi Shita, that if you do not speak out between the Tefillin Shiyar and Tefillin Sharosh, you do not have to make two brachas. It's enough just to make the bracha L'haniach Tefillin. Now the Gemara says, Sach Pein Tefillin L'Tefillin. Let's say somebody speaks out between the Tefillin Shoyad and the Tefillin Sharosh. So the Gemara says, it's called an Aveira. You're doing an Aveira, B'yadai. And such an Aveira, for Chayzir Oleh Mi'orchei HaMachama. When they go to have Muhammad to fight, so the people that did an Aveira have a right to return. So even if it's such a small Aveira, also you have a right to return. So Rashi says, the Aveira was Sach ben Tfilu Letfilu, and V'loi Birach al Sharosh, and then he did not make the second Bracha, that's the Aveira. But rather, L'samach HaBracha Rishayna, that's the Aveira, Rashi says, B'yadav Chayzulel, K'diyomer B'per Meshuach Muhammad, he has a right to return. So interesting, Rashi learns that if the Aveira was that he did not make a second bracha, just for speaking out alone, that would not be a bracha. Because according to the Rashi, it's like this. When you put on the tefillin shoyad, that bracha laniach really would part the both. But now when you speak out, it's like a hesach hadas. So now the law is you have to make a second bracha. So if you make a second bracha, there's no Aveira in that, Rashi learns. The Aveira would be if you put on the tefillin sharosh without a bracha, but again only because you spoke out in between. This is Rashi Shita. However, Tosis brings down from Rabbeinu Tam, not like Rashi, the Tosis learns that Tirush, what does it mean, loisach mevorach achas l'sharosh, means if you did not speak out, then true, you make a bracha laniach on the shoyad, and then when you put on the sharosh, you only have to make one bracha al mitzvah tefillin. But if you spoke out in between, then you have to make two brachas on the sharosh. You have to make a bracha laniach and al mitzvah tefillin. And Tzai brings down the same shot is, v'chein kosa b'shemush rabba. Somebody said, is the machlokes the mechaber and the remor, when you put on the two pairs without speaking out, is it enough just to make one broch like Rashi Shita, or do you always have to make two broches like Toisrus Shita? Well, then next Toisrus Medaik from Rashi, like we said, that at the Averi B'yodi Rashi learns is only if you do not make the second brocha. But if you speak out and you make the second brocha, Mashmi Adarabba, you're doing your mitzvah that you marbe bebrochis. So here's Rashi Shita. Schurus Mashmi from Rashi, if you want to be marbe bebrochis, there's no Avera. The Avera is only if you do the second mitzvah without a brocha. However, there are some Shitas learn on like Rashi. And they learn the Avera here is the fact you spoke out that you make yourself to be marbe bebrochis. Is an Indian not to be marba bebrochis, to not be mechayv yourself to make an extra brocha. That's considered like a brocha shena tzricha. So that's good for the Avera, they learn these shittis, that speaking out, which is mechayv to make a second brocha, that alone is the Avera. The other Gemara says, Tonim lantan abraisa, kishu meniach, when you put on the tefillin, meniach shayad, first you put on the tefillin shayad, the yachakach meniach shayrosh, then we put on the tefillin shayrosh. When you take off the tefillin, first you're supposed to take off the tefillin shorosh, then you take off the tefillin shoyad. So Gemara explains, you understand why. First you have to put on the tefillin shoyad, then you put on the tefillin shorosh. Why this? Because the pasuk says, ukshar term liyos al yodecho. Mashma first put on the tefillin shoyad. And v'hod, then the pasuk says, "V'hoy lo tatof es ben enecho." Then you should put on the tefillin shorosh. So it's very good. Ela, but the second halacha we just had, that kishu cholos, when you take off your tefillin, cholos shorosh. First you take off the tefillin shorosh. V'yachakach cholos shoyad. Then you take off the tefillin shoyad. L'churim minolan. How do we know this? That this is the seder that you have to take off the tefillin shorosh before you take off the tefillin shoyad. How do we know this? Some Rabba Barhuna Savulil explain it like this. That Omakro, the Pasuk says, for Ho Yulu Tartofas Beinanecha, that they should be an ois Beinanecha, which is Mashma, that Kol Zaman Shebeinanecha Yushtayim. Kol Zaman, you're wearing your tefillin, Sharosh, it should always be two. So therefore, you have to put it on second, because when you have it on, it should always be two. And you have to take it off first, because if you take off the Shoyad first, it'll be considered like you have a tefillin shorosh on without the shoyat, and that the pasuk says no, that kol zaman shebein enecho yiyushtayim. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbon, and the Brisa says like this, tefillin miyem esay mevorach aleihen, when do you make a bracha on tefillin? So it says, mishas hanachosin, at the time when you put them on, that's when we make the bracha on tefillin. And we'll soon see what this means, the Churus Pshita, the Gemara we had before. But here the Sugya is a new Sugya. And we'll soon see what's going to be if somebody has to travel, starts traveling early in the morning. He has to leave his house before the Zman of Tefillin. So Lachar is allowed to put on his Tefillin now, and when it comes to the Zman of Tefillin, then he makes the Bracha. So that's what it means here also, this Braisa. The name is in case you put your Tefillin on too early in the morning, when do you make the Bracha? Mishas Hanachos means at the time when it's a Zman now to put on the Tefillin. Kate said, what's the case? The Gemara explains, Hoyamashkim Lotzis Taderach. Somebody got up early in the morning, before daybreak, before Oros HaShachar, and he has to go traveling now. So Chur Pashit, he should not put on Tefillin now, first put it on later. But Misyor, the person's afraid, Shem Yevdu. If he doesn't put them on now, just carries them, he's afraid he may lose them. So he wants to put them on right now. If he just carries them in his hand, he's afraid he may lose them. So Lachur is Menichin is allowed to put them on right now, even though it's Kedem Olas HaShachar. It's before the Zman of Tefillin. Now you can put it on right now, but Avada now without a Bracha. Okeshigiyah Zmanom, when it comes the time of putting on Tefillin to make a Bracha, Memash Meshven, he has to move them, touch them, Olavorach Aleyin, and then he's allowed to make a Bracha on the Tefillin. So Rashi learns the cases here, Shenichom Koidim Omer HaShachar. He put them on before Omer HaShachar. So Lachur is Mevorach Aleihem Mishas HaNechosim. What does that mean, Rashi says? Mishas Zman HaNechosim. When it comes the time when you're allowed to put them on. The Yom HaPerakam of the Brochus. The Kriyash Ma'achem Moimim Mishira Chaveroi. Brochu Dal Damas, that's called Mishira. When you can see a friend that you know well and not so well, when he's far away, Dal Damas. And the Gemara says, who didn't put tefillin also? That's the zman to put on tefillin, Misha Yakir, when he could recognize a friend when he's Dal Ramas away. Meaning after Olas HaShachar, before Netzach Amo, when it first starts to come out, some say it's a half an hour before Netzach Amo. Now this person is afraid to put them on, he may lose them. Therefore Rashi says, Menichem Baroshoi, Vamash Mishbu, Tevi Kilo Menichem, when it comes to this man, Mishayakir, now we should move them with his hands, and that's considered like it's putting them on now, and that's why now is the time to make the Brocha. The other Gemara says, V'yad Mosai Menichem, until how long of the day can you still put on your tefillin? So Achatishka Chama, until it becomes Shkiyas Chama, until it becomes evening. Up until evening, you're allowed to leave your tefillin on. Mashma, when it comes evening, then you should take off your tefillin. Rabbi Yaakov Oimer, Achatichla Regamen Ashuk. No, you're allowed to leave them on even a little bit longer. Rashi is even Liacha Shechashesh, even after it gets dark. As long as people are still coming home. The Chama and the Chum say, Ad Zaman Shina, that you're allowed to leave your tefillin on up until you go to sleep. At night time, still you're allowed to leave your tefillin on. But Moedim Chacham the Rabbi Yaakov, the Chum agreed to Rabbi Yaakov though, Shim Choltzon, let's say he took his tefillin off, Lotes Lebeis Akisei, or Likonis Lebeis Amerchats, either to go to the Beskisa, to go to the Besamech, take a shower, Veshok Chama, and it became Shkiyas Chama ready, then everybody holds, Shuvay Nechrezio Menichon. Then after Shkiyas Chama, after Laila like, then it's not as man to put on tefillin. We're only saying now, if you have a month from before, you do not have to take them off. But to go to put them on Lechatchilom, we hold, the Laila labs the man tefillin who. Laila is not as man to put on tefillin. We'll soon see why. Said Rabbanan Kalocha, we hold, because we're afraid Shem Yafiach Behem. So therefore, to go to put it on Lechatchilu Tzasa. But if you have it on from before, the Rabbanan will not mechayiv you to take it off. And the Torah speaks out like that Rav Yaakov and Chama both hold Laila is Zman Tefillin. Really, midirais you later with Tefillin at night time. Just as a chash midirabonin that maybe you go to sleep with them and you'll be mefiach with them. Therefore, the Rabbanan said you have to take them off beforehand. So the Shaila, how early did the Chama say you have to take it off? So Rav Yaakov is herchik tefillin with the Rabbanan. That's Rav Yaakov's Zman that Rav Yaakov says. That when people stop walking in the street, that's already enough of a laila that the Chumman wants you to take off your tefillin now. The Chumman say no, the Chumman, you'll have to leave it on up until you go to sleep. Now, Omer Rav Nachman says, Halacha k'Rabbi Yaakov, Paskin like Rabbi Yaakov, that Lechatchila can only leave them on until it's toka kola regel shebashuk. Once the people start walking in the street, then with Rabbanan you have to take off your tefillin. Rav Chisda v'Ramba Barafuna Matzlo Buburuto. They used to daf Marav with the tefillin on. They left the tefillin on, and Rashi says that's Rabbi Yaakov. The vice used to daf Marav as soon as it became nighttime, and people are still walking in the street, so they kept the tefillin on even for Marav. And Ika the army something like this: Ain't a loch of Rabbi Yaakov. No, we do not pass him like Rabbi Yaakov. Exactly. And Tosfos explains, they mean to say that you have to take your tefillin off by Shkia. You're not allowed to leave it on at night time. As soon as it becomes night time, you have to take it off. Ein halacha means not to pshat the hold that the chomim, you're allowed to leave it on even longer until Shina. But it means to pass that you have to take it off right away at the beginning of night time. So this tomorrow's